welcome to it. It is your halfway day. And let's start celebrating because we're so close. Today is the scariest day of the year, National Candy Corn Day. It's also Mischief Night, which is known as Devil's Night in Michigan, and for all good geeks all over the world. Welcome to the 30th of October, the eve of the eve before the eve. That's how that works. We're the fine folks from GeekRadioDaily.com. You know us from there and the other place and all kinds of stuff. The folks bringing it to you today, well, the man that hates when people don't get it right, that there is Podcasting's Rich Siegfried.
Look, man, do I look like an ichthyologist to you? Big damn bugs, right? The size of the side of a peanut butter banana sandwich, man.
You ain't an ichthyologist. Hi, I'm the wonderful Billy Flynn.
The blood is the light, Mr. Renfield.
Every single time. What happened, Joe?
In 1888, John L. Loud of Weymouth, Massachusetts, did something. Do we know what it is? Nope.
No idea at all. That's good editing. I'm going to have to smack the intern. 1937, 69230, Hermes passes within 485,000 miles of Earth while doing the limbo, the closest approach to the Earth of any asteroid.
In 1938, Orson Welles panics the nation with a radio broadcast of the Mercury Theater radio adaptation of The War of the Worlds. There was a warning, but folks checked in to see who was the more popular Edgar Bergen show and tuned in only during the musical performances. Then the news broke in from Grover's Mill, New Jersey, and if anybody actually believed all of that, then, well, I'll go down on you.
Turns out John Jacob Loud, Jingleheimer Schmidt, was an American inventor known for designing the first ballpoint pen.
Oh, not the delete button?
No, oddly enough, it would have made sense. Although, in fairness to things being stricken from the record, he trained as a lawyer at Harvard.
I'm surprised that's not in his bio.
1946, RCA gives the first public demonstration of its color television system. A television system of color.
1961, the Soviet Union detonates the hydrogen bomb Tsar Bomba, the largest nuclear device
Tsar Bomba.
over Novaya Zemlya. The device has a 58-megaton yield, and Nikita Khrushchev, the first secretary of the Communist Party, announces that the only reason the scientists had not made it 100 megatons was to avoid breaking all the windows in Moscow. So I guess that's the czar of bombs, kind of like we call something the mother of all bombs.
See, that makes perfect sense, and I'm an ignorant American. 1981, the USSR launches the Venera 13 space probe on a mission to explore Venus.
It was carrying, of course, a hydrogen bomb called Richie Valens. 1983, Viewtron, one of the first video text services, is launched by AT&T and Knight Ridder in Miami, Florida. The service features news from the Associated Press and Miami Herald, as well as banking services and a talking car.
1985, Space Shuttle Challenger lifts off on what will become its final successful mission. It carries the first German Space Lab scientific module into space.
Who's able to convert space junk to sauerkraut. 1986, the first fiber optic cable to span the English Channel goes into service.
1987, the Nippon Electric Corporation, NEC, releases the first 16-bit home entertainment system, the PC Engine, otherwise known as the TurboGrafx-16, in Japan.
1998, Sony Pictures releases John Carpenter's Vampires, directed by John Carpenter, and starring James Woods, Daniel Baldwin, Cheryl Lee, Thomas Ian Griffith, and Maximilian Schell, to just under 1,800 U.S. theaters. It was produced on a budget of $20 million, and it looks like it. It will gross around $9 million domestically, because it looks like it was made for $20 million.
It's not a good movie at all, but God, nope. Is it fun to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Birthdays?
Janelle Parrish, 31, from Heroes, Pretty Little Liars, and High School Possession.
Matthew Morrison is 41, from Marcy X, Glee, The Muppets, and American Horror Story, 1984, in which he plays gifted aerobics instructor.
Ah. Michael Beach, 56, from The Abyss, Knight Rider, 2010, Stargate Atlantis, and Aquaman.
Kevin Pollak is 62, from Willow, L.A. Story, The Opposite Sex and How to Live with Them, Eli, A Few Good Men, Usual Suspects, Cop Out is always a damn delight.
It's true. He's also gone on to direct a bunch of things. He did a documentary called Misery Loves Comedy, and unfortunately also his podcast, Kevin Pollak Chat Show, unfortunately has ceased production last year, I believe. And so good.
God, and pieces of crap shows just keep on going.
Yeah. Charles Martin Smith, 66, from American Graffiti, The Buddy Holly Story, Starman, The Untouchables, and Deep Impact.
Harry Hamlin is 68, from Clash of the Titans, L.A. Law, Veronica Mars, Shameless, Mad Men.
Henry Winkler, 74, Lords of Flatbush, Happy Days, Night Shift, Scream, Arrested Development, and known as pretty much the biggest jerk in Hollywood.
Except for that Tom Hanks guy.
Yeah. Oh, he's an even bigger jerk.
Oh, he's killing it in Barry right now. No longer with us, born in the state in 1896, Ruth Gordon from Rosemary's Baby, Harold and Maude, and Every Which Way But Loose, plus completing the epic saga, Any Which Way You Can.
But, you know, I thought they were going one way with those movies, but then they made a...
All of the other way.
A right turn. CBS, Suck It Up, Buttercup on a new Survivor. SEAL Team and SWAT.
ABC, it's a new Goldberg. Schooled, Modern Family, Single Parents, and then despite Lieutenant Cosgrove's order to take time off, Hoffman turns to Dex for help with investigating a case on a new Stumptown.
NBC has the chi-tri of your meds, your fires, and your pids.
Oh, I didn't check to see how the World Series went last night. So it could be the World Series. I don't know. I didn't look this morning. I'm sorry.
If not, it's going to be a rerun of
Fox. Yeah, it'll.
Game three.
Yeah, there you go.
CW has a new Riverdale. Tiffany Hudson's haunts Horseshoe Bay. That's a tough one. As her funeral grows close on a Nancy Drew.
Freeform has Hocus Pocus, as will every network always for, you know, weeks around this time frame.
AMC has Halloween. The original.
Hey, since Charming Underclothes has done Hocus Pocus, should they do Halloween next? Ooh, Comedy Central, it's new Crank Yankers.
Actually, the Charming Underclothes is the only way I'd watch Hocus Pocus. FX, a hidden chapter of Camp Redwood is revealed as the survivors help a stranded hitchhiker on American Horror Story.
With Matthew Morrison. FXX, in the black and white noir world of his memory, Charlie navigates the seedy underbelly of Philadelphia as Frank has been diarrhea poisoned, and it's up to Charlie to clean up the mess on a new It's Always Sunny, followed by a new cake.
FXM is Are We Done Yet?
Paramount has the really good 2004 version of Dawn of the Dead.
BBC America has Interview with the Vampire.
Well, Sci-Fi Channel has Jason X, but we're watching the Lifetime Movie Network because a man disappears during his wedding anniversary trip with his wife, who's labeled as the prime suspect. When evidence suggests a home invasion and no witnesses come forward, that leads her to take matters into her own hands to solve the case. Annalyn McCord and Kate Vernon star in Anniversary Nightmare.
Jason X? Is that the one where he converts to Islam?
The wonderful Billy Flynn looks at what Chad and Abby are up to now. If you know what TV show they're on this week, you could win yourself a prize. It's your Further Adventures of Chad and Abby update. After enduring insults from Stefan for 3 years, Xander quits as the stage manager and demands an apology. This prompts Stefan to hire Abe as his replacement. Now look, Abe is an artiste, but it turns out he's an incompetent stage manager. Xander also works for a company that manages properties, and he threatens to evict Stefan from his apartment, because that's how sitcoms work. At the station's cafeteria, Stefan hurts Xander by pushing a chair onto him, but then he apologizes, and somehow that's good enough for the whole thing, even though Xander and 11 other men were rather furious. They are a couple of odd balls. Oh-da-da-dear. Hashtag Chabby. Forever.
You got mail, baby.
1.5 speed. Yeah, baby. I like the motion of your ocean. But seriously, double speed or get out. That is from Ryan. Well, Ryan, I did that story specifically for you. I saw that, and I know how you said to me once that you love our show, but the commentary episodes bother you because you can't watch it in double speed and still listen to the show like you normally do. And now they're getting there, and I'm pulling for you.
I don't understand why it's such a big deal to not just listen to the episodes at normal speed. Oh, have I told you before that I can speak whale?
Hey, my geeks, listening to Monday's show, and I heard Billy curiously wonder if the kids shouldn't have been returning to Witch Mountain instead of returning from, in case this was an honest comment instead of a smart alecky quip. Who, me? In the first movie, they were escaping to the mountain. So in the sequel, they were returning from there. If you were just being a sarcastic smarty pants, well then, don't I look foolish? Never! Until I regularly know earnestness from sarcasm. Make my GRD. That is from Jared. Well, Jared, people have long not been able to understand me. And apparently that is something that is completely my fault.
It's true. He has resting sarcasm tone.
Do I?
Hey, it's Trace. I believe Chabby is on, which now makes me want to go watch Silence of the Lambs for some strange reason, probably because it's Halloween. Hey, have a great time. Bye.
Well, Tracy, yes, indeed, you are right. And that is a fantastic movie to watch. So if you think you know where Chad and Abby are, you need to jump on in because Trace is getting a lot of entries in this month. So drop that note to podcast at geekradiodaily.com. Or, of course, you could always send a voicemail on over to
510-GRD-CROW.
Funny, it just makes me want to go out and play recess.
Wake up, go to work. Work. Come home. Eat dinner. Rot your brain out. Go to bed. Lather. Rinse. Repeat. Are you tired of an old humdrum life? Tired of things that just weigh you down and depress you? Wouldn't you rather just focus on things that are awesome? Tune into Nutty Bites. Find out what's awesome. Nutty Bites. NIMLAS.org.
Hi, this is Sherilyn Fenn, and you're listening to Geek Radio Daily.
Indeed you are. Welcome back to it. Let's dive right on in, shall we? That's what the world wants.
Actually, I'm looking for a Batman number 14.
That's a very serious book, man.
Indeed it is. What's in the long box, sir?
From DC Comics, we've got DC East. Wrapping up with 66, Joker, Killer Smile, 1 of 3. Sandman Universe presents Hellblazer, number 1. And June Branch is a young woman trapped with 4 cunning criminals who have snatched her boyfriend for deranged reasons of their own. Now she must fight for her life with the help of an impossible 8th century Viking axe that can pass through a man's neck in a single swipe and leave the severed head still conscious and capable of supernatural speech. Each disembodied head has a malevolent story of its own to sell. And it doesn't take long before June finds herself in a desperate struggle to hack through their lies and manipulations, racing to save the man she loves before time runs out in Basket Full of Heads, 1 of 6.
Marvel, Conan the Barbarian, number 10, Death's Head wraps up its 4. Marvel Zombies Resurrection, number 1, and A New Dawn is Forged. The other world is rocked by war. It is a new era for mutant kind, as a new Captain Britain holds the amulet, fighting for the Kingdom of Avalon with her trusty sword at her side. Rogue, Gambit, Richter, Jubilee, and Apocalypse, Excalibur, number 1.
From IDW Publishing, we've got My Little Pony, The Feats of Friendship, number 2. Star... Well, shouldn't that be Hooves of
yes,
Friendship?
Yes, it should.
Star Pig, 4 of 4, wrapping it up. Transformers Galaxies, number 2. From Boom Studios, we've got Jim Henson's The Dark Crystal, Age of Resistance, number 2. Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, number 44. And 1 year after their graduation from university, Esther DeGroote and Daisy Wooten are back in Sheffield for a reunion with Susan and McGraw. The year apart has not been easy for all of them, and this reunion will only draw out the secrets they have been keeping for far too long. In Giant Days, As Time Goes By, number 1.
Judi Dench is always a delight. From Archie Comics, Archie 1955, 2 of 5. B&V Friends, Jumbo Comics Digest, number 275. Jughead's Time Police wraps up its 5. From Dynamite Entertainment, James Bond 007, number 12. Red Sonja and Vampirella meet Betty and Veronica, 6 of 12. And the Grand Battle for Barsoom. John Carter, Deja Thoris, Tars Tarkus, Woola, and many, 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 many little green men in Warlord of Mars Attacks, wrapping up its 5.
Does that mean John Carter's fighting the guys? Because that would be dope.
Yep.
From Dark Horse, we've got Ether, Volume 3, The Disappearance of Violet Bell, 2 of 5, Fight Club 3, number 10, and Manor Black, wrapping up with 4 of 4. Valiant, we've got Bloodshot, number 2. How many lives must the lethal assassin Roku take in her first series? Killing her way around the globe, the deadly weapon called Roku will face a challenge she simply can't execute. Is it Apple TV? Being bad has never been so fun in Roku, number 1.
And it still streams my favorite shows? Over at Danger Zone, you got Van Blade, season 4, number 6, Zombie Tramp, number 65. Image brings us Kick-Ass, number 18. Ride Burning Desire wraps up its 5. And then time-traveling physicist Corbin Quinn and Danny Riley attempt to conquer the future with their new machine, the Time Hawk. A little older but none the wiser, the best friends return for their biggest mission yet. Chrononauts Future Shock, kicking off 4.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News!
Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view. The CW is actively developing a one-hour project called Superman and Lois Lane for next season, with Supergirl actors Tyler Hoechlin and Elizabeth Tulloch starring as the famous DC Comics couple.
Meanwhile, Jimmy Olsen is reading Shakespeare in his place downtown.
The new series will be headed by former Flash showrunner Todd Helbing, who also has previous experience writing about Superman. He did the season 8 Smallville show Hero.
Oh, speaking of which, how did Aaron Ashmore become Nakod Brooks? And is it the system that I can utilize?
While there are no official details about the new series, it will likely be not only about fighting crime and mayhem, but could also tackle what family life would be like for Supes and Lois as a married couple and parents.
The sequel to Superman Returns we never got.
Neither the CW nor DC Comics would respond to a request. When the rumor first surfaced, the thought was this would replace Supergirl after a few years, but now it's next season? So set your DVRs for Lois and Superman, The New Adventures of Old Clark Kent.
Nothing lasts forever, right? Some things don't even get started before they end.
Hey, Katie Sackhoff could still say yes.
Billy, I believe in you, just as much as her lawyers do. D.B. Weiss and David Benioff, the gentlemen behind the all but last season of the incredibly popular Game of Thrones, you may have heard of it, were to helm an entire Star Wars trilogy. This was originally in addition to Rian Johnson's trilogy, which was promised to him before his film, The Last Jedi, divided the fandom.
Between those who liked a good movie and the scruffy nerf herders.
Right you are, Flynn. Johnson's trilogy has been in question for what feels like years now, but D&D are out for good. They were set to release the first film of their trilogy in 2022 and follow up with the second and third films in 2024 and 2026, respectively.
Which, as future as it sounds, is still a long time ago.
The duo said, "We love Star Wars. When George Lucas built it, he built us too. Getting to talk about Star Wars with him and the current Star Wars team was the thrill of a lifetime, and we will always be indebted to the saga that changes to everything."
Then they announced a season 7 director's cut of Game of Thrones with a new character called Jarned Jarway.
Eternally friend-zoned, I'm sure. Rumors are already running rampant that the lackluster ending of Game of Thrones and fan reactions got them their project canceled.
Which is funny, since some claim the issues with the final season was because they started working on Star Wars.
That is, of course, assuming Disney would ever listen to the fans. Lucasfilm president Kathleen Kennedy gave the following statement. "David Benioff and Dan Weiss are incredible storytellers. We hope to include them in the journey forward when they are able to step away from their busy schedule to focus on Star Wars."
Busy schedule? This was their busy schedule.
This leaves a big question of who will take the reins for the upcoming films. Will they still happen? Kevin Feige, the big guy over at Marvel Studios, is supposed to get his shot at Star Wars, and he also just got a big promotion and may not have time for an entire trilogy. Does this mean that the divisive Rian Johnson will get to take over? This writer and occasional contributor Brian Brantley thinks Disney is cleaning house. Kennedy's contract ends in 2021, and anything connected to her tenure could be on the chopping block after the box office failure of Solo, a Star Wars story, and the havoc caused by The Last Jedi. It would not be surprising to see some completely fresh blood, names never mentioned, brought in to helm the upcoming films. The dark side clouds everything. Impossible to see the future is. Through the Force, things you will see. Other places. The future. The past. Old friends long gone. Relax, D&D. You thought you would finish this great undertaking, but now you can't. Happens to every guy. Sometimes this does.
With the brand new animated movie now playing in theaters, there's never been a better time to revisit the original, The Addams Family television series, which brought Charles Addams' drawing to live action for two seasons, 1964 through 66. You can get the entire series for $20, or if you want to stretch your entertainment dollar, you can stream select episodes for free on YouTube.
The family would love that. As they say, sic Georgiamus alos subjectaros nunc.
We gladly feast on those who would subdue us?
Not just pretty words.
A couple weeks ago, MGM began uploading full episodes of The Addams Family to their YouTube channel, including Season 1's Halloween with The Addams Family.
"'Twas Halloween evening, and through the abode, not a creature was stirring, not even a toad. Jack-o'-lanterns are hung on the gallows with care to guide Sister Witch as she flies through the air."
You should spend the $20 to show your support, but with free episodes, you have no reason to not be watching The Addams Family. Everything is better with some Addams in your life.
Well said, old boy.
When we're together, darling, every night is Halloween.
Fortnite pro Cody Clicks Conrad, who is only 14 years old, was in the middle of a Fortnite championship series game on the weekend when his home was swatted.
Damn it, people! At least he's got an alibi.
Conrad announced to viewers watching midstream that he would have to be leaving the match. Police are here. Yo, I just got swatted. One second, I gotta go. He tweeted during the debacle. Swatting is so disgusting. What's the point of it?
Sadly, the point is that someone wants to assassinate you or have you assassinated if history is anything to look at.
Then it got much less tense as he tweeted, no way, I just got an officer Snapchat.
Oh my god, I hope they get a show together where they solve crimes in the esports community.
Thankfully, nobody was harmed during the incident. This time, of course, but seriously, people, stop doing this. You know, it hasn't been the best year for Conrad outside of Fortnite. In August, he had his Twitch account temporarily shut down after hackers took control of it and began streaming adult content.
That's what the IRL category is for, damn it!
Now that this has happened, the Fortnite community will band together to hunt these folks down. They must be stopped. After all, that guy is a sweaty tryhard. Ba-da-da-da-da!
Inappropriate for the season, back in July, see, developer Attic Door Productions announced that their licensed sequel to the classic FMV game, The Seventh Guest, entitled The 13th Doll, would be released this month. And yeah, they've announced the game's going to be released tomorrow, Halloween, via Steam and GOG.com. I prefer Steam. There is a launch trailer for you to view as well.
It's a game. That's why we are invited. It's a game. Everyone for himself. Or herself. Crazy old Stealth is watching us, scaring us, watching us play at his puzzles. Only he knows the rules. Only Stealth knows the rules.
The 13th Doll is a fully licensed game based on the 7th Guest series where players will journey through two player paths featuring 25 unique and mind-bending puzzles with 5 possible endings, something they say no other game has ever been able to accomplish.
No other. You're so gullible that if somebody said it's chilly outside, you'd grab a bowl.
You'll also get the opportunity to return to the original game's Stealth Mansion, which includes the return of Robert Hirschbach as Henry Stealth. Players will assume the role of Tad, the original 7th Guest, or as newcomer Dr. Richmond, and will have to work their way through Stealth's history and legacy, which we should all know by now. Old Man Stealth built a house and filled it with his toys. 6 guests were invited one night. Their screams the only noise. Blood in the library. Blood right up the hall. Dripping down the attic stairs. Hey, guest, try not to fall. Nobody came out that night. No one was ever seen. But Old Man Stealth is waiting there. Crazy, sick, and mean. And thankfully, was never anywhere near Statler and Waldorf, because he could have really turned that whole thing south. That would have been bad. GRD is licensed with a Creative Commons Attribution, non-commercial, non-derivative works, United States 3.0 license. Come check us out on Facebook and on Twitter and stop by the website at geekradiodaily.com.
My colonoscopy has better video than this game.
You can always drop us a voicemail as well if you like. Please give us something as classy as that. That number is
510-GRD.
And we'll see you the next time that we do.
This has been the saddest excuse for entertainment I've ever seen.
Send check or money order to the address on your screen.
I don't know if you noticed, but the podcast was a disaster.
Good night, suckers.
I'm going.
Devil's Night is upon us again. So we throw a little party, start a bunch of fires, make a little profit.
I like the pretty lies.
Problem is, it's all been done before, you see what I'm saying?
There's no reason to quit.
Wrong. Best reason to quit. Only reason to quit. A man has an idea. The idea attracts others, like-minded. The idea expands. The idea becomes an institution. What was the idea? See, that's what's been bothering me, boys. Because I tell you, when I used to think about the idea itself, it put a big old smile on my face.
You see, gentlemen, greed is for amateurs. Disorder, chaos, anarchy. That's fun.
Yeah, it is.
So.